This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did y'all see Caitlin Clark get frustrated last night? Look, Atlanta Dream, we got a good team. If you've not had a chance to see them play, they played, obviously, State Farm last night. Dream lose to Caitlin Clark and the Fever last night, but they beat them earlier this week on the road. But Ryan Howard, all week, by the way, these two games, Dream was in, I mean, playing physical, aggressive defense, and I'm saying into Caitlin Clark physically and just irritating her. And she didn't like it. And so she did not hit a three last night. Abe's in for Mike today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But I did want to mention this. We haven't had a chance to really dive into it. But, you know, this whole Caitlin Clark phenomenon, it's real, first of all. We've seen that, the numbers, the ratings. But they exchanged words last night. It's not the first time. But when Caitlin Clark doesn't like how you're playing her, she's like with any other player. What are you doing? And she's not getting calls. And I commend the Dream in the way they physically went after her, not in a I'm going to hurt you way, but just, you know, physical play. And for those of you who don't think the WNBA is physical, you just don't get it. It is a physical league. She scored 11 points last night without hitting a three-pointer. But the thing for me is, Abe, she still affected the game. There was an assist late in the game where she dribbles in, drops it off. They get an easy bucket. She makes a steal. Like, she still affects the game, even though she didn't have a great game last night. But the Dream was right there, and I think we have a really good team. As I mentioned, Ryan Howard is a heck of a player.
Yeah, she's dynamite. Obviously won a bronze medal at the Olympics with the 3x3 team. So for those of you who don't know, in terms of 3x3, you got to have a well-rounded game, and you got to be able to do everything. Shoot, rebound,
yep.
Dribble, pass. Inside game, outside game, you can see her run the full gamut, and she's asked to do a lot of different things. You got a rookie point guard right now, and you got the two bigs down low, Brittany Griner being one of them,
sure,
trying to figure it out. But that was a fun last pair of games, not just last night at State Farm Arena, 17,000, just over 17,000. By the way,
is that not moving the needle? I mean, come on. That's the Caitlin Clark effect.
That one game, yes.
That one game.
But, it'll be back at
but,
smaller.
But they, Indiana, no matter where they go, that happens.
Right. And they play their home games at Gainbridge, yes. Right, where the Pacers play.
That's correct.
And so, no, look, the Caitlin Clark thing is real. But first time in her WNBA career, she didn't make a three. That's a credit to the Dream
and
what their attack plan was. And they were competitive. And they were competitive in the season opening loss to the Mystics, too. This is a team that is 1-2. On the season now, but they've been very close to being 3-0.
And a few years ago, you know, I've called a couple of WNBA games, and Ryan Howard has been just unbelievable in her career and her ascension to stardom as far as being one of the best players in the league. Indiana, by the way, scored 13 in the final 20 points, and that's what put them over the top in the final 4 minutes. They win last night, 81-76. Good game for the Dream, and they're going to be fun to watch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk some dogs. So the Dogs have not had a 1,000-yard rusher since DeAndre Swift, 2019. Is this right? It seems like that can't be right. The Dogs run the ball on average, better than most teams around the country. But, Abe, the reality is they haven't run the ball that well. And now you start to look at this and you say, okay, wait a minute. This used to be one of the strengths for Georgia football. As we start to look at this offseason, and Kirby said a lot of things. One of the things he's talked about is being more effective in running the ball this upcoming season. They've got great backs. You know, listen, Georgia continuously always has guys that can tote the rock. But I was a little bit shocked when I saw this by our buddy Connor Riley saying, you know, last time we had a 1,000-yard rusher was 2019. And I'm like, wow, that seems like forever ago. The other thing is the drop passes. Look, we can talk about the quarterback play and, you know, what it was and what it wasn't. But when you lead the country in drops last season, that does not help. So that also has to be improved as we start to talk about what this Georgia football team's going to look like.
Well, a couple of things in regards to the we haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher. It doesn't mean you ain't ran for 1,000 yards. Right?
True, true. And
now, the fact that you've gone by, whether it's due to coaching decision, whether it's due certainly in recent last two, three years to injury limitations, you've gone running back by committee. Doesn't mean you haven't been good at running the ball. They have been. I do think this year, though, there is an opportunity because it kind of feels like Nate Frazier and everyone else. And obviously, Branson Robinson's gone. Roderick Robertson kind of still in the mix. But the way I look at it right now, it is Nate Frazier and everyone else. Cash Jones, I'm sure, will pick up a couple. This is the first year, though, where if I look at it and say the Dogs are going to run the ball, especially because of what seems to be concerns about the quarterback position, you're going to try and institute that run a little bit more. I think Nate Frazier, if he stays healthy, and that's been his problem too.
It has.
If Trevor Etienne had stayed healthy at times, he may have gotten to 1,000. They should have used him like a 1,000-yard rusher, but he wasn't healthy. If they could just stay healthy and they don't have to go running back by committee, they can have an alpha, a lead dog, they can get 1,000. It's not a concern to me because we've seen them have productive drives running the ball without a 1,000-yard rusher. I'm not concerned about it. The drops, is it an anomaly? Is it a personality? How much of it had to do with maybe how Beck was throwing the ball? They got a boatload of new receivers.
They do.
Now, a couple of these guys are the same, but a lot of these guys are new.
Well,
and they're supposed to be talented. Well,
that's what I was about to say. You upgraded the talent and the size at receiver.
Right.
So, you know, you got a couple of guys that are certainly bigger, some speedsters as well. Look, the receiving room, as I like to put it, you know, you walk down the hallway, there's a running back, there's the quarterback, there's a receiving room. You look in that room, there's a lot more talent in there than there was last year. And I'm hoping – look, you're not going to win the national championship if you're leading the country in drops. You're just not. And going into the Notre Dame game, despite how we felt and the fact that they beat Texas and everything feels good, you have to have guys to catch the ball in those big key moments, especially moving the chains or in the red zone.
The bigger issue to me was the drops in big play moments.
Big plays.
Right? You had that early one against Alabama. I know.
It was ugly.
The problem for me is
I'm surprised Randy Mack has TVs in his house. I mean, honestly, with the drops that were going down last year, I'm surprised he didn't throw something at the TV every time those drops happened. He would have no televisions in his house.
He has to drink beer from cans, not bottles, for a reason. Okay,
exactly. There's a reason.
But seriously, though, you could deal with drops, right? It's the drops that are like, that's a 40-yard touchdown that you dropped. That's a 38-yard on 2nd and 15 that you dropped. It's not you were running a screen play and it squeaked between your hands. They were big play drops. And look, you got a new big play receiver. Arian Smith was your guy last year. He's gone. And you got Taylen Taylor and Branch, and they got some dudes along with the return of a couple, whether injury or legal problems, that this feels like a much better receiving core. And again, that also goes into running the ball. Like, if you're running the ball well, guys are going to be open. I just don't know what Gunnar Stockton is. Like, I don't know. Like, he's getting totally dumped on,
okay,
on tier lists and SEC quarterback rankings. I just don't – I don't know why.
But did you know what Carson Beck was? Seriously. You didn't.
By the way, I still don't.
But that's my point.
He was supposed to be in the – he was supposed to be ahead of – Cam Ward.
Yeah, and he wasn't. I just feel like, you know, when we say that, and I get it, you go, well, I'm not quite sure about the quarterback. You weren't quite sure about the quarterback last year. The only thing you knew was he was coming back, and you thought he'd be better, and the fact was he wasn't.
Well, by the way, I want to go back because I don't want to overstate, like.
Now, real quick, but you know what you knew about Stetson Bennett? He was clutch.
So that's where I was headed, though. Kirby Smart hasn't really missed on quarterbacks. Like, they didn't lose last year because Carson Beck wasn't good enough.
That was one of the reasons.
It was. It was part of it. Now, there's a huge whole discussion.
What was it, like 4 weeks of picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 weeks, whatever it was.
But that's
it was very Kirk Cousins. Like,
I guess what I'm suggesting is that he's going to have a quarterback that he can win with.
Okay.
May not be because of the quarterback, but he's going to have someone ready to go, probably Gunnar Stockton, that he can win with.
Yeah,
I just don't think they're so.
I think they trust Gunnar Stockton. Look, you know, Rusty Menzel's come on the show and talked to us about this and saying that he was ahead of Puglisi in the process. And
yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, my whole thing was this going to be a fair, you know, competition in the spring? Well, when I'm ahead of you in not only reps, but also just the understanding of what we're trying to do, it gives me an unfair edge. And I think they really like Gunnar Stockton. He's going to get the most reps, and he's going to be the guy. The thing that we saw is he's tough, right? That's what we already kind of realize about him. And he's got a moxie about him. The Texas game, yeah. I thought, and even the Notre Dame game, guys, he took some shots. You know, they got after him. I feel like those are the things that I would tell you if you said, what do you know about him? But I don't know. What I don't know is in a full game where he's the guy and it's a big game situation, how does he respond? What is he going to do? Is he a guy that makes big plays, or is he a guy that caves under pressure and throws picks? We don't know yet. That's the part I don't know.
And here's the thing where I parlay it to. I don't want to find out. It needs to not be about him. They played last year with a defense that didn't dominate, that didn't win them games. Georgia's best years, even with what Stetson Bennett was doing offensively, came with the idea that it don't even matter. If we get to 13, 14 points, you're in trouble. That didn't happen last year. That wasn't the feeling last year. They need to get back to that. They need to get back to that defense that is like, man, we're in some real trouble here. Because we're starting our drive at our own 18.
Yeah, look, will it ever be what it was in 21?
Why not? Why not?
It could be. The problem is, until you have those big dominant defenders up front, you already are saying something that is not realistically plausible. Because even if you are good, you got to have two monsters. And they had that. And you see right. What has happened with the Eagles, guys. It's not a fluke. They drafted those guys, and all of a sudden you put them in the NFL with all that talent around them, and, you know, the Eagles are one of the hardest teams to run on, and then all of a sudden you're getting pressure up the middle and push. That is something that the Dogs have not possessed since those guys left.
No, but here's the thing. I love one guy on every level right now.
For the Dogs' defense.
For the Dogs' defense. And then it's about who steps up along with them. I love Christian Miller.
Okay. He's nice.
I love C.J. Allen. And I love K.J. Bolden. I think that's the backbone right there of your defense. And now you need a guy or multiple guys rotating in and out that can go with him. I think Nasir Johnson's an opportunist.
I do too.
Right there as well.
K.J. hometown kid, right?
I don't know.
You don't know that? Yeah.
Buford.
Yeah,
of course.
Correct. That's right. He's a hometown kid. I do like
they got the backbone, though, of a defense that I think can be built like some of those in previous years. I just don't know that if they have the depth that they had.
That may be the issue. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. More on the Braves as Ronald Acuna and the Braves take on the Padres. He makes his return tonight. Padres reportedly had a scuffle in their clubhouse. They got beat down the other night by the Blue Jays. Apparently there's some strife internally that's going on. We'll dive into that, but when we come back, we got to talk about these NBA playoffs. Knicks, are they going to choke another one away tonight? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike today. Falcon Report's on the way. And the second part of my interview with the assistant general manager, Kyle Smith, on the way. Full interview's online if you want to go check it out. Very, very interesting stuff. But he has some things to say about Kyle Pitts. And we ask him about Cousins. Wait till you hear that. It's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Braves back in action tonight, taking on the Padres. More on Ronald Acuña coming up next hour as well with our man Grant McCauley as he makes his return. You see the video? They do these videos, all the teams. He's like getting out of his Lambo. And he gets out of the parking lot, and he's like making his way into the building and the Truist, and everybody's like, welcome back. And it's a feel good, man. It really is. And Abe said it. The building should feel electric. He goes yard in that first at bat. What's the lineup look like real quick, by the way?
Yeah, it looks a lot stronger, even though it's just...
Yeah, of course.
Well, but even though it's only one person different, it does have a feel. Now it feels like it's a lineup 1-9. I don't know if that's just me being crazy, but here's what it looks like. Obviously, Acuña does return today.
Acuña!
And I know we're all surprised. He is batting leadoff. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcelo Ozuna there in the cleanup spot. So here's where it looks different. Now you've got Alex Verdugo, who had been leading off at 5.
By the way, pleasantly surprised with Verdugo. I don't know what
recently.
I don't know. I don't know what your expectations were.
He got off to a great start.
He did. Yeah. I had no expectations, and I've been very, very pleasantly surprised with Verdugo. All right, so where is
he? I also think Verdugo is better suited down in the order. Opposed to leading off.
Oh, I agree with that. They were trying to figure out the leadoff thing because Acuña, and they went through, Harris. They did a bunch of different things.
So Ozuna's fourth, Verdugo's fifth, ahead of Sean Murphy. Behind Sean Murphy is Ozzie Albies, now at 7.
Okay.
Money Mike Harris at 8. And both Ozzie and Mike feel like they're starting to get it going a little bit. And then Nick Allen at 9. All of that the Padres have to contend with while Chris Sale's on the bump.
Should be a good night for the Braves. Look, I don't count these wins before they happen.
Pavetta's a good pitcher.
He is, but Sale's looking like he's getting back to form. And hopefully with the infusion of Ronald into the lineup, it does a little something for us to score more runs. Let's switch gears real quick because we got more Braves conversation on the way here on the show. Tyrese Halliburton. And look, he was the hero of the first game. The Knicks play the Pacers tonight. It's game 2. In New York, I think if the Knicks lose, then there's real pressure on them. Look, they can even the series go back to Indiana and still win this series. Nobody's won the series, but it was an electric game at the Garden. But this Tyrese Halliburton conversation about what he's done to captivate the NBA audience and casual fans, and it's like, oh, and
What were you asking me about Trae Young and Haliburton? Because I think this is somewhat a little bit unfair.
Well, I saw a comment on Twitter that said Tyrese Haliburton is doing what we all thought and expected Trae Young to do.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you guys forget? Like, I know it's been a few years, but did we forget how, speaking of electric, how electric Trae was? How he captivated the NBA audience? How everybody was like, oh, nobody knows how to guard this guy. He gets in the lane. He's got floaters. He's got jumpers. He's shooting threes. He gets his teammates involved. Do we forget that conversation when we went on our run to the Eastern Conference Finals? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. Okay. It's been a while. But Trey's done this. Haliburton was here last year. Nobody was talking about him like this in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know why? Because they got swept. Nobody was talking about him in this way. So I like Haliburton a lot, but this idea like, oh, well, this is what we wanted from Trae Young. It's not Trae's fault that they've not put the pieces around him to get him back to another opportunity to do these things at this level.
Now, let me first start by saying this. This is a nonsense discussion. It's a complete nonsense discussion. But it starts with Haliburton being on the Olympic team and Trae not.
Politics.
We know.
Hate.
We know what it is.
Hate.
Because.
Politics.
Trae riding the pine or Haliburton riding the pine ain't changing what Steph Curry did again. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
It wouldn't matter because Curry.
It was LeBron and Curry and everybody else.
And Haliburton made fun of himself. He had that popular
post.
Tweet about, yes. Hey, when you do nothing on the group project, still get an A. He's holding up the gold medal.
Yes.
But it starts with that, right? Because
okay.
That's a huge step.
Okay.
For him individually, being on that team is a huge step in significance and stardom.
All right.
He then takes that. And by the way, he had been on the upswing, Haliburton, anyways. But let's also consider a lot of factors. We've talked about it, Carl. There has never been an all-star with Trae Young.
No.
Never.
No.
Pascal Siakam's that dude.
He's the guy that we attempted to get.
He's that dude.
We didn't get him when he was available. He goes to the Pacers. I've told this story.
Yeah.
Mike and I have talked about it. He goes to the Pacers, and they're like, ah, we want you back. And he's like, let me see. He wasn't really going to re-sign until he went through that season and wanted to see the vibe and the coaching staff and the environment. And then they sign him to that extension, and it's been a perfect move for them.
Yeah.
If Siakam was with Trae, different animal here.
What are the Hawks looking for right now?
Exactly what he does.
No, but separate Siakam. What are the Hawks? What are we saying the offseason we need to go do?
Well, we need more size is what
okay.
we need.
What do they have?
Size. And they've got lots of them.
And Miles Turner is a heck of a player who can also, at times, if he's feeling lucky, extend the floor.
Yes.
A guy that a lot of people have, like Siakam said, this is a guy the Hawks should go get in free agency if he comes available, which I can't imagine the Pacers let him come available. That's their own discussion. And then the other thing, and I think we learned it. Some of us already knew this, but I think we learned it in the last series, Thibodeau against Joe Mazzulla, and one team got out-coached. I think you saw in game one, the Pacers are not going to get out-coached.
No.
Carlisle is a
great.
Heck of a coach.
He's great.
And I'm not dumping on Quinn Snyder or any of the coaches came before, but what Haliburton has right now with this Pacers team and what they're doing is exactly what Trae would be doing if he had the same things. He's got stuff around him that benefits his game. And that's cool, and that's fine, and that dandy. Trae is a finisher, though. We've seen that at multiple points. Let's not pretend like Trae wouldn't, because if Trae's on the Pacers, they're the favorite in this series.
I agree.
In my opinion.
No, I totally agree. Look, and here's the other part, and you're right about the coaching aspect of it. There is an edge there. Listen, everybody talks about Thibodeau, and that's why I think this series is so important for him to win, to get the Knicks to the next level, because there's this belief, like, you can only get so far with Tom Thibodeau. Like, you can only get right
He's
here.
He's running the team into the ground.
Yeah, you're going to get right here, and then it's going to stop. So it's an important series for him, just as the head coach. But you're right, Carlisle is terrific. Carlisle was terrific all those years in Dallas.
By the way, they don't win that game without him saving those two challenges.
He does. does the things that you expect from a veteran head coach and a championship caliber coach to do. So I'm with you on all that.
But
when you brought up the whole Halliburton, this is what we expect a trade to do.
It's crazy.
And it's ridiculous. And I just feel like this is, you know, again, revisionist history. Like, Trey never did these things. He did all of this. Everybody was in awe. And this is why everybody jumped on board and said, man, the Hawks are going to be something to deal with. Well, guess what? They didn't try to improve the team. They stayed the course. And we all know how this thing went since then, right? General manager, changes with the front office, personnel, didn't work, trades, it didn't work. We know. But that was all after the fact. What they should have done, and now you look back at this, the year after we go to Eastern Conference Finals, and again, we had an older Lou on that team. You had some vets. You've got to go get some more type of those guys to be around Trey and to improve what you were building with the young guys. And that included Herter, et cetera. But they didn't. And you run it back, and we know how that played out. My point is, go look at how Indiana has been built.
Yes.
They have done this the right way. And I've said this about Oklahoma City. The two teams that are playing in the conference finals right now, when you look at how they've been built and how they acquired their talent, OKC, that's just Sam Presti's been incredible with his eye and saying, you know, nobody thought SGA was this good. I'm telling you. When he's at Kentucky.
They thought he was good.
When he was at Kentucky, people used to say he's not even the third best player on their team.
Clippers didn't want to move him, but no one thought he'd be this good.
No. And they were like, we'll take him.
They thought it'd be like Austin Reeves good.
So I just feel like the construction of the team, but I'm very happy about potentially the future with Jalen, with Dyson Daniels, who just received first team All NBA defensive honors.
Yep. Zach.
And Zach.
And Okongwu, too.
That it gets me like, okay, there's something here. What needs to be added? And that's the responsibility now of this front office to figure that out.
I will say one thing that Tyrese Halliburton probably has now stepped into Trae Young's shoes as, and that's number one villain for Knicks fans.
No doubt.
And now that doesn't mean but right now, like between.
Well, if they win this series, yes.
Bro.
If they lose, it'll still be blank Trae Young. And I don't know why. I still don't know why that is. But if they lose this series, it won't. But if he wins it, yes.
Yeah, right now he's the villain. And it goes back to the WWE face-off with him and Brunson and whatever. But, like, that shot and whether it was pre-planned or not, the choke signal, all that. And, by the way, they better win that series after pulling that out in game one.
What if he does it again?
He said he won't.
What if he hits another game winner and he's like, ah!
He said he wouldn't.
No?
He said it'd feel forced to be Aura Farman.
I don't believe him. I think those Knicks fans, in a game six, if he hits a game winner or something like that, because they are
game
the
six would be at home, right?
Correct.
So nah, it's not the same.
I know.
You got to do it on the road.
Well, that's the thing.
You got to do it on the road.
Him and Reggie Miller can do a family
By
portrait.
The way.
They can do a family photo.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller.
Well, by the way.
Did y'all see that post where Miller, he's calling a game and he points to Halliburton?
Yeah, they're pointing at each other.
While he's
right
pointing
at,
to
yeah.
him. I was like, man, okay.
Knicks winning tonight, though, right?
I do think the Knicks win tonight.
Naismith ain't hitting eight threes.
What was it?
Good shooter, but what are we doing?
He hit five consecutive threes in that fourth quarter.
He turned into Steph Curry. By the way.
What?
I've fallen into, like, YouTube wormholes.
You? No way.
I fell into a video a couple months ago.
You?
Of NBA heat checks.
Yeah.
Where guys just drained four or more in a row. You add Naismith to that video.
No doubt. He was incredible.
Some of those were wild attempts, too.
He was incredible. Hey, man, we're talking about the NBA playoffs. You can chime in, by the way, 404-726-0929. Hey, by the way, give your social media handle up, man.
It's just at Abe Gordon.
All right, there it is. Put him up. See Dukes. Of course, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL and follow the show, Dukes and Bell 929. Many ways to get at us. Coming up, second part of our interview with Kyle Smith, assistant general manager for our Atlanta Falcons. Really good stuff as we continue to try to dive in and bring you some new angles, guys, when it comes to finding out how this front office operates and what they think. And you'll hear what he had to say about Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins as well. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. Grant McCauley is going to join us as well. And more on the Braves, who get ready for the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., officially activated from the IL. If you're just joining us, the Braves designated Orlando Arcia. He's gone. All right, we're coming back. Life and death. It's a life and death situation I faced last week. And I want to know if you do the same thing. I'll tell you about it as part of Guy Talk next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So while I was at the beach last week, you were in here with Mike, Abe. I have supplied you with enough pins to retaliate if necessary next time. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And one of the things that happened to me, and I'm curious to know if you guys have ever done this. Look, looking back, I don't know if I would have done it again. And it was just a week and a half ago or so. But we're at the beach. And it's the night before we're leaving to come back. My wife and I are coming back, and she's going to drop me off at the airport because I have a flight to Texas because I've got some stuff going on there. I'm going out to see a buddy, and then I had some other things I needed to do. And my daughter and her friends, they're driving separate. So Thursday night, last night on the beach, let's go to dinner. We're going to go to dinner, and we go get some sushi. You like sushi, Abe? Not a big sushi guy?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Don't like it? You guys like sushi? No? Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. Got two curmudgeons in here. I don't like sushi.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I've never really...
You've never had sushi?
Not really tried it.
Really?
On a full scale.
Is there any reason why? Just out of curiosity.
Seaweed. Not a fan of seaweed. Okay.
First of all, you don't have to order seaweed. Dom, you hear this?
Yeah, this is crazy. I can eat sushi every day.
Every day. I'm with you. Every day. So we go eat sushi, Dom, and we get to the restaurant. And I turn into the restaurant, and the tire hits the edge of the curb, and we hear it. And so my wife's like, oh, hell no, because it's her car. And I'm like, that's not that bad. I just rolled up. Hold on, let me back up. Let me put it back in here. And I pull out, and I put it back in. And then we get out the car the night before we're supposed to leave. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. The tire has been torn on the side wall just a little bit, not much. And she goes, we're going to be able to get home on that. And I'm like, let's go eat. The whole time we're eating, I am consumed with this damn tire. Is it going to hold up? Do I need to get a new tire? You know what? Let me call a guy. Now, remember, we're at the beach. It's not like Atlanta, okay? There's 8 million tire shops. You can find a tire. I'm like, it's dinner time, so most places are closing. So at this point, I'm like, let me dial a couple of numbers. You know, hey, I'm looking for this tire. Nope, don't have it. Call this guy. Call him. Nope, don't have it. This is all at dinner. We have dinner. We leave the place. Car's fine. Tire's fine. All night, I'm thinking about this damn tire holding up to get back for a 5.5-hour drive back to the A. And I'm like, this tire blows. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. Like, having a nail in your tire is one thing. Sidewall, they will tell you, don't play with that. Okay? You're talking about poof, explode, like, you can lose control, etc. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to get up early in the morning, and I'm going to be at the first tire place, and we'll get this tire replaced, and then we'll be back on our way, and I'll still be able to make this flight that was at 6 o'clock. Night goes by. I wake up super early. I am not lying to you. I called 7 tire places. You know what they all said? I can get that to you tomorrow. I'll have to order it. It'll be here in 2 days. Nobody had it. So then I had to make a decision. Day-Day, do I risk it and put our lives on the line to drive back? And I did. Because there had been money spent, flights bought, hotel. I'm like, there's no way I'm missing this flight. And I tell my wife, God, sorry. She goes, is this okay? I said, it's fine. We loaded the car. She's literally asking me, is this okay? It's fine. It's fine. It's going to be fine. We're driving, and that setting on your car that tells you tire pressure. So I'm clicking this thing, and I finally get to the tire pressure, right? And she's like, how's the tire pressure? I'm like, oh, it's great, because she can't see, right? She can't see the dash, and I'm like, oh, it's great. This is all electronics and stuff. And I'm like, it's fine. It's got pressure. The tire had like 2 pounds less pressure than the other tires, but it was that way once we started it up. I hadn't looked the night before. So we get rolling. And I got to tell y'all, it's the first time I've not gone to speed. I'm like, I'm going to speed limit. I can't speed. Here's the point. We made it. Obviously, I'm here. We were fine. I got my flight. I ended up taking the second part of my trip. But have you ever taken a chance like that? When you know, I probably shouldn't. Now, we got the tire changed. They did an excellent job. The folks that we went to, they were unbelievable up there in Kennesaw. And thanks to the guys up there. But I got to tell you, I drove the entire way nervous as hell, thinking that this tire was just going to explode. Nothing happened. The next day, I'm in Texas. I call her, like, how's the tire? She's like, nothing's happened. The pressure's the same. Nothing's happened. But to take that chance again, I don't know if I would have done it. After the fact, like, you know, you're just like, okay, screw it. We're going to go. You've ever taken a chance like this? Have you ever taken a chance like that?
I'm trying to think back. I don't think so, but that's just out of circumstance.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would have gone on the
Have you driven on a flat when it's got, like, have you had a flat? And then you go, I know I'm not supposed to drive on this. And it's just.
I've driven on a flat to where I needed to get it to, but we're talking a couple of miles at very slow
speeds. Did it ruin your rim?
No.
Okay.
But I've also had a tire blow.
Scary.
Like,
it's scary.
Like, I got out the car and, like, you know that, like, part of the fender or whatever that is basing the tire? It was all shredded up.
Gone.
Because the tire cut it all up.
Yeah.
So I've had it blow before, like, all that. Here's one of my nitpicks. No spares in the cars.
In the new cars, there are no spares.
Forget that. Well, I didn't know that.
I'm serious. Like, most new cars don't. A lot of them have, what is it called, flat run? Where you can get a flat, and it, but like most of the new cars, I'm going to say 23. I don't know about, you
I'm
know,
talking
before
about,
that.
All right, so like,
but 23, 24, even, 25, they, most of them don't
even
have
Even if
spare.
Your car has like the donut spare that's
yes.
like, no, it needs to just be a fifth wheel. Every car should come with a fifth wheel. Not the spare that tells you you've got 20 miles on it at 20 miles an hour. Right?
It's true.
Every car needs to have an actual fifth wheel.
But they used to do that, and then they're like, we're going to save space. And now, rarely, and you guys can let us know. Text us at 404-726-0929. You can find me at Put 'Em Up C Dukes. Most of these new cars don't have a spare tire. Day-Day, have
you
driven?
Most of these new cars don't expect drivers to roll up on the curb.
You be quiet over there.
You know what
I'm talking about? Hush down, right?
Preventative measures.
Day-Day, have you ever had this situation or thought about driving on a tire where you're like,
Yeah, so my situation was I actually discovered a bolt in my tire.
Oh.
Not a nail, a actual bolt. So I was driving, I kept hearing this tick, 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 tick. And I'm like, what in the world is that? Couldn't figure it out. So one day I pulled the car to the side and I'm just kind of rolling slow, get out, keep see if I found it was a actual bolt.
In the tire.
In the tire.
But it hadn't gone flat yet.
So it hadn't gone flat. Mm. So to your point, I was heading out to Lithia Springs to go talk to a football coach. And I was like, I mean, it hasn't popped yet.
I might as well take
might
the chance.
Keep going. Sure enough, lo and behold, I go out there, do the interview with the coach. I come back, and it's summertime. This is summer workouts.
Oh, it's hot.
And they were doing afternoon workouts. I'm driving back soon as I get, not even off the exit, as I'm approaching the exit. Boom!
I'm sorry. It's the worst feeling. If you're driving right now, I know you guys know. If you've had it happen, it is the worst. And I've had it happen, and that's why I'm driving scared on this way back. I'm like the whole time, two wheels on the wheel. I'm like, I know this thing's going to blow. To your point. And it'll scare the crap out of you,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%. So, yeah, that was the last time I ever took that chance. But, yeah, I was like, well, obviously it's been in here a couple of days, hasn't popped. I can make it. Yeah, sure. I made it out there.
Didn't make it back.
Didn't make it back.
Dom, you good with this? You got a story?
Oh, I mean, I've had a few instances where I was riding on a sketchy tire. I had one where, again, I was just younger and just didn't have the money to get a new tire.
Sure, sure. I'm going to roll with
straight
it.
Straight up, they told me, it was like, oh, you actually got two nails in your tire. I was like, oh, can I still drive it? And they were like, it's not leaking right now. And I was like, all right, then don't worry about it.
It is crazy that those nails can get in there and the tire doesn't go flat. Like, it just, you know.
Actually, now that you mention, I have had some tire thoughts where I've had to ride on a tire where, like, this was actually in the garage here is where it started. It was flat in the garage here. I pumped it up before I came up for my shift, and it was, like, half flat when I got back down. So then I filled it back up, and like every like 10 miles,
it would go down.
I stopped, put more air in it, and then went another 10 miles. So I just kept putting air in it till I could get to a tire shop. So I mean, that's as close as
I've been there.
But like I wasn't really that worried. I would just like.
Yeah, because it
stop
was.
And,
yes, because you didn't know. You knew it wasn't going to go
completely
flat. It
was a slow. Yeah, I knew it was a very slow leak.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that would expand and turn into a full blowout.
Let me say this. Don't take the chance. If you don't have to, don't. I'm just telling you. And we all do it. It's like, and I did it. It was like, damn it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. And if God forbid you have that thing blow and you have an accident, it's not worth it.
I rode on that tire with two nails for about 2 weeks.
Look, I know. And there are people right now who are listening to us. You guys know who you are. All right? And you're like, man, I'm rolling around right now. I ain't got no tread on this tire. I'm just saying. And it wasn't a tread issue. Again, it was like that sidewall thing, that like a piece of rubber. It is the weirdest thing had come off of the edge. All right. Told you. Life or death.
You're not alone. You weren't alone.
I'm glad I'm not. Coming up, we're going to hear from Kyle Smith. Part two of the interview from our assistant general manager with the Falcons. Grant McCauley is going to join us as we go around the yard. More on tonight's playoff matchup as well. But the return of Ronald Acuna has us buzzing. We'll get back into that with Grant in about 25 minutes. But when we return, what does the assistant general manager with the Falcons say about Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins? Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.